Good afternoon, everybody. Somebody asked a shaila last week, and it was a Purim-related shaila. And then after Purim, they went and they asked Rav Shach to the shaila, and he said, it's taka, a good shaila. So I thought we'd spend a few minutes discussing. It's more klali, a stick of shaila. The shaila was as follows. A person was reading Megillah for an elderly parent, for an elderly father who was in the hospital. And he was choshesh that the father was likely going to fall asleep at some point during the Megillah. He wasn't going to make it through from the beginning to the end. So he figured, since he was already Yotze Megillah, his father has not yet been Yotze, but the father is likely to fall asleep, that he's not going to say the brachas on the Megillah. He doesn't want to risk a bracha levatala. As it happens, the father stayed awake, beginning to end. He was still awake. Short break in the middle when the nurse came in and was not dressed appropriately, but generally speaking, father stayed awake all the way to the end, and they made it all the way to the end of the Megillah. So now what shaila was, what do I do about the brachas now? Do I make a bracha of on the Megillah? Do I make a bracha of Shachianu, Shasanisim, Shachianu? Do I make a bracha of Haravis Rivenu? What are the halachos of the brachas after the Megillah? So let's start with the Birchas HaMitzvah, which is the most interesting part of the sugya. Now, generally speaking, we know the rule is, Gemara Pesachim, Dav Zayin and Beis tells us, Kuli al mamia meikara bina levruche, that everyone agrees that you're supposed to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. Minallah, the Gemara says, Dam Rabbi Dam Shmuel, Kol HaMitzvahs Mevarech Alein Over LaAsiyasan, that all mitzvahs you're supposed to say a bracha prior to performing the mitzvah, and over LaAsiyasan, Rashi says, means Kodem LaAsiyasan, prior to doing the mitzvah. The Gemara then goes through, maybe there are exceptions. The Gemara suggests maybe Tevila and Shofar are exceptions, and ultimately comes to the conclusion that Shofar is not an exception, but Tevila is an exception. That when going to the mikveh, person can say a bracha afterwards, specifically because of Tevila's Hager, that a ger cannot recite a bracha on anything before he actually has the Tevila, which makes him Jewish, and therefore for a Tevila's Hager, the bracha is not going to be done over Lasiyasa. And that's the exception to the rule, but in every other mitzvah, you would have to say the bracha before. Why do we say a bracha before doing a mitzvah? The Ritva gives two possible explanations. Number one, that we want to demonstrate that we're doing this action l'shem mitzvah. So by reciting a bracha, we show that it's not just a random activity, but we're doing l'shem mitzvah. And second of all, it's an avodas hanefesh that precedes the avodas haguf, that prior to physically doing something, we engage our intellect in the mitzvah. So it's an avodas hanefesh that precedes the avodas haguf. Now, that's what you're supposed to do. But what if you didn't say a bracha before? Can you still say the bracha after the mitzvah is already gone, is already over? So you would think, of course not, right? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Yotes in Yeredei Yosef Aleph, Hashochet Tzorich Sheyivarech Kodem, before you shecht, you have to recite the bracha, Hashar Kishom and Sos Yitzvanu, Ala Shechita, V'im Shachat V'lo Bireich, and if you shechted without a bracha, Kshera, it's still a Kashra Shechita. Mechaber does not say the bracha then. No, it's kosher, but you missed out. You missed out on the bracha. Comes along the Ramah, Yoredei Simin Yotes, Hilcha Shechita, V'im Shachat David Yisrael Bereisa. If you're shechting an animal that you have reason to believe the animal might be a treifa, and therefore the shechita is not going to be a valid shechita, and you're going to need to be bodek the animal afterwards to see if it's a treifa, yishchatenu below bracha, shechta without a bracha, and then afterwards, if it turns out to be kosher, then you say a bracha on the shechita, so long as it's still close to the shechita. Wow, so from that Ramah, we get the impression that although, of course, one is supposed to recite a bracha prior to doing the mitzvah, if a person did not recite the bracha prior to doing the mitzvah, they could still recite the bracha after doing the mitzvah. The Shach over there quotes from an Arzarua, he quotes an Agos HaShri, from the Arzarua, that this applies to all Birchas HaMitzvahs. Meaning what the source of the Ramah in Rishonim is not only about Birchas Shechitas, it's by any Birchas HaMitzvahs, just not the Birchas HaNenin, but any Birchas HaMitzvahs. If you didn't say the bracha beforehand, you can still recite the bracha afterwards. The Raya that they bring is from the Gemara in Pesachim, at the very end of Pesachim, where the Gemara says, Birech ala Pesach, Patar es hazevach. That we have the Chagiga and the Karban Pesach. If a person made a Birch HaMitzvah on eating the Karban Pesach, that will exempt his mitzvah of eating his Birch HaMitzvah of eating the Zevach, the Chagiga. But the Chagiga precedes the Karban Pesach. So the Gemara explains, what happened was, a guy was eating the Chagiga, and he forgot to recite a Birch HaMitzvah prior to eating the Chagiga, and then he comes to eat the Karban Pesach, so he makes a bracha al achilas Zevach, and that bracha is going to exempt the Chagiga also. But he finished eating the Chagiga already. Elama, you see that even if you finished eating it already, the bracha can still work on a mitzvah that you've already completed. However, the Shach quotes that the Rambam clearly assumes not this way, because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos, Parak Yud Aleph, Halacha Vav, Im Shachat Below Bracha, Eino Chozer Achar Shchita Umvarich Hashem Kedusham Mitzvot Zivarol Shchita. That if you did a Shchita without a Bracha, it is too late. You cannot go and say a Bracha afterwards. What do you do about Tevilas Hager? So the Shach says, very simple, by Tevilas Hager, there's no choice. There's no other option. So when the Chachamim were Mesakin, the Birch HaMitzvah, and Tevilas Hager, they were Mesakin the Bracha for after the Mitzvah. But when they're Mesakin every other Birch HaMitzvah on earth, they're Mesakin the Bracha for before the Mitzvah, and after the Mitzvah is already too late. So that is the simple reading of the Ramah, and the simple reading of the Mechaber and the Rambam against the Ramah. Now, there is a comment of the Beis Hillel on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya over there, where the Beis Hillel says, you know, if you forgot, then, you just forgot to say a bracha before, then the Rambam is right. You're not allowed to say a bracha afterwards. And even the Ramah would agree to that. The case of the Ramah was that you couldn't say the bracha before because you were worried that there might be a reisa, there might be a trefa in the animal. So it was already on your mind to say the bracha while you were doing the mitzvah. And therefore, that's enough to make it over lasyasa. And that's how the Beis Hillel says, that as long as it wasn't a matter of forgetting to say the bracha, you were thinking about the bracha the whole time, but there was just something holding you back from saying the bracha, it was already on your mind, well then, you could say that that's where the Ramah's talking, that you're allowed to say the bracha after the mitzvah. That is the shita of the Beis Hillel, not the original Beis Hillel, the Beis Hillel commentary on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. And he has a raya to this from a Rush, where the Rush writes I'm not going to get into it, from a Rush in the Mishnah Berurah. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Kuf Ayin Beis, Siv Katan Dalid, you'll see what his raya is. Then there's another possibility. Maybe the Ramah was only talking about Shechita, but not other mitzvos. Because Shechita may be a bracha that's more similar to a Birchas HaShevach rather than a Birchas HaMitzvah. Because when it comes to most mitzvos, you have no choice but to do that mitzvah. When it comes to Shechita, you don't need to do a Shechita, just don't eat meat that day, and then you won't need to do a Shechita. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch allows someone who is mute to shecht, because someone else can say the bracha for him. Why can someone else say the bracha for him? Because it's not really his mitzvah. It's not really a mitzvah per se. That's how a number of the achronim suggest that maybe the Ramah. That's what the Yad Shaul on the side of the Shulchan Aruch suggests, that maybe the Ramah was only talking about shechita. Shechita is in its own separate category, and the Ksav Sofer says something similar in the Tshuva. So if we're keeping score, it turns out that there are basically three approaches we learned so far to this issue. This fellow did not recite a bracha before the Megillah. Again, talking about the Birchas HaMitzvah Megillah. He wanted to. He couldn't. He was afraid the father would fall asleep. Now, can he say a bracha afterwards? Well, certainly, according to the simple reading of the Ramah, if you didn't say a bracha before, you could say a bracha afterwards. According to the Beis Hillel, yes, because according to the Beis Hillel, if there was a reason he wasn't saying the bracha, and he was thinking about saying the bracha, and he wanted to say the bracha, but something was holding him back, well, then you can say the bracha afterwards. According to the Yad Shaul and the Ksav Sofer, no, because the Yad Shaul and Ksav Sofer say that was a special din in Hilchos Shechita. That has nothing to do with any other Birchas HaMitzvah. Prima Gadim points out, based on the Shach in Yeridei over there, in Siv Seidas, Siv Katan Gimel, that not like the Ramah, that it's best to find another animal to shecht. That if a person did a Shechita and didn't say a Bracha, so you want to say a Bracha, shecht another animal, and then you could say the Bracha. So it turns out that this is really subject to Machlokas HaPoskim, whether this fellow can recite a Birchas HaMitzvah after it's already over. Simple reading of the Ramah is yes, Beis Hillel is yes, Yad Shaul and Ksav Sofer is no, Prima Gadim is no, and Mechaber and Rambam are certainly no, that he would not be allowed to recite the bracha. He asked Rav Shechter what we pass. Rav Shechter right away, as soon as he asked the Shaila, said, "Oh, it's the Ramah in Yerdei, so in Yotes, where the Ramah paskins that when shechting an animal that has a ray, so you make a bracha afterwards. But if you look in the Achronim of there, they're not not all sure that that's true, and that we paskin that way, and that the Rama would say that anywhere outside of Hilchah Shechita. So he said, okay, so how are we machriya? So he said, you got to look in Darkei Tshuva and see if Darkei Tshuva, Rav Shechter often will use Darkei Tshuva in Yerideya to be machriya, to see what the askamas haposkim was, what the general accepted view in poskim was. In this case, what did the Darkei Tshuva say? So Darkei Tshuva just quotes all the poskim that disagree with the Rama. I mean, he quotes those who either say it's only Be'ilchah Shechita, or that they just stam disagree with the Rama. So the impression you get from the Darkei Tshuva is not like the Rama, that you should not recite the bracha. You should not recite the bracha afterwards. Then the question becomes: okay, that what about the bracha of Haravis Rivenu? We'll get back to Shafir in a moment. So Haravis Rivenu, we paskin like the Rama. The Rama says that you only say it when there's a minion present. You don't say it in a hospital room b'yachidus anyway. Even though the Gras says otherwise, that seems to be the overwhelming practice that you don't say it without a minion. What about Shechianu? So on the simplest level, Shechianu should be the same discussion as the Berachas HaMitzvah, because in Shulchan Aruch it says, when it comes to the three brachos that are recited, that you say all of the first of all, the Gemara Megillah says in Daf Chaf Aleph, that Makam Shnagu Levarich al Megillah Yevarich Amar Abayi Loshanu Alachrev Lefanei Mitzvah Levarich, that we have a mitzvah to say a bracha beforehand. Damar Evdem Shmuel Kol Mitzvah Sklum Varchal Enov LaAsiyasan. And the Gemara says, and what do I mean? Lefanei Hamayim Mevarich. What are the brachos you say before? Rav Sheshes Mikatrazia Ikla Lekamed Ravashi Ubirich Manach Nemanik Mem Nun Ches. Those are the three brachos you say before the Megillah. Mikra Megillah, Shasan Nisim, that's the Nun, and Shechianu, that's the Ches. So those are the brachos that are all said before the Megillah. And it seems that that all three, the Gra writes in Hilchas Chanukah, where we have a similar discussion, the Gra writes that all three must be done over La Asiyasan. However, one could argue that, you know, Shechianu is a Birchas HaShevach, and as a Birchas HaShevach, maybe it does not need to be done over La Asiyasan. So you could argue it in two directions. One direction to argue is the Rashba writes in his Chidush on Shabbos Taf Kuf Lamed Zayin that there's a less reason for over La'asiyasan and Birchas HaShevach, because Birchas HaShevach, there's no din that you have to say it over La'asiyasan. Neither reason of the Ritva for over La'asiyasan applies to Birchas HaShevach. You don't have to show that you're doing something to say mitzvah, that you're right, those reasons don't apply. And then the argument in the other direction is what Rabbi Yaakov Emden says. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Mor Ketzias, in Tav Lamed Beis, writes that specifically when it comes to the Shechianu that one recites on the Megillah and on such mitzvos that only come every once in a while and bring a person a great deal of simcha and joy, that Shechianu is a birchas hanehenin. That unlike a regular birchas hashevach, it's much more like a birchas hanehenin. And as a birchas hanehenin, one certainly must recite a birchas hanehenin prior to getting the hanah, and after the hanah, it's definitely too late for a birchas hanehenin. So again, when it comes to the birchas hamitzvah, so we said simple reading of the Ramah is you could still say it afterwards. Beis Hillel also assumes as long as you were thinking about it, you could still say it afterwards. However, however, others learn that it's only by Hilchah Shechita that you can say it afterwards, or just reject the Ramah entirely. When it comes to the Birchos HaShevach of Shechianu and Shasa Nisim, you could argue it's the same, it's in the same boat, or you could argue that it's to one extreme or the other, that there's more reason to do it over La Asiyasan or less reason to do it over La Asiyasan. And when it comes to the Bracha of Haravis Rivenu, it seems that we only say it with a minion anyway, so it should not be said. So Pashtus is, as Rav Shakti pointed out, that we follow the Haskamas HaPoskim, and Haskamas HaPoskim seems not to apply that Ramah to everything, so probably he doesn't say any bracha after completing the Megillah. Okay, if it ever comes up again. Okay.